Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of The Creative Alchemist, and we come to you every Thursday live. We actually missed last Thursday. Here on the East Coast, we had a bit of a storm, and I shouldn't say bit. It was enough to knock out electricity in several towns, and Lori and I were days without electricity. She actually went much longer than I did. So as you can see, we're back up in action and we have electricity and we're fully functioning. And we are the show that addresses your business needs. We always have exciting guests, and this evening will be no different. And before we introduce the guest, let me introduce you to Lori. Let them know you're here, Lori.
Thank you, Ted, and it is nice to have power, I have to say, and I'm Lori Miller of LGC Interior Design, and it's exciting to bring you the best of the best in the business world, and I'm going to, I guess, announce our guest tonight, Stephen Calipay, and quite a fascinating entrepreneur, and someone who I have been following on social media for couple of years now, and I guess he's had multiple changes and multiple different businesses and has managed to weather a few storms and continues to amaze me and doesn't sleep. So, Stephen, I'll let you introduce yourself and what you're doing now and your path to how you got there.
Well, that could be a very long story, but first I want to say hello, everybody. Great to be here, and thanks for inviting me onto your show.
Thank you
for
being here.
You've been following me, but I've also been following both of you. So it's a great thing what you guys are doing. Absolutely.
Thank you.
About me, I don't know. I own about four businesses. Three of them affected really hard through COVID-19, which was pretty horrible. But the good thing about that is I was able to reinvent myself in business by doing art. And I've always been a graphic artist. I own a graphic art company. I own a live event company. I own a real estate company. But because all my other companies slowed down and shut down, the art became really popular. Because everybody was staying home and going online and buying art, and everybody was looking for a little bit of a getaway. It's another reason why I started the that Facebook group. Laura, you had mentioned that, the A View from the Windows of All World. I started that to give people, you know, a way to get out of all the negativity in the world, whether it's politics or whether it's COVID. And it really took off. We have thousands of people, and it's doing really well, really well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful site. So it's called Windows on the World?
A View from the Windows of Our World.
Right. So if anybody wants to look, I mean, there's just gorgeous scenery.
Yeah. What's great about it is we have people from all around the world. We have people from Israel. We have people from Morocco. We have people from Australia, Italy. Italy's very big. And, of course, all 50 states. And it's amazing to see how many views there are from just people's backyards and what they look at every day.
Right.
Really interesting.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And then that sort of segued into your view Stephen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my view of the world is, my view is very simple. And it's been a philosophy that I've had since I was, I've been working since I'm 11 years old. So my view is very simple. I believe there's nothing you can't do.
Right.
It's a matter of how bad you want it. You know, and the more you fail and the more you get knocked down, and I'm sure that your partner could agree with me on that, the more you're going to become a success. So I owe all of my success, all everything I've done, to all the failures I've had in my life. Because they've taught me how to succeed. And I think you can both relate to something like that, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, It sounds like that philosophy would be great training ground, at least from a mindset perspective. for this kind of environment. But I want to ask you, what made you get into art?
I was always into art since I was very young. I used to draw when I was very young. I still do now. And all the graphic art that I do is still, I still sketch it before I put anything on the computer. It's all sketched. It's all drawn out. And I integrate the graphic art into it to bring the images, you know, to life. It's always been there. I've always done it. And it's always something that I wanted to bring, you know, to the public and to the world. But it was always something I did just for myself. But when I started, you know, putting little things out on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever, people started to relate to it and say, hey, this is great. I love seeing this. And, you know, this is changing my life. This affected my life. And because of that, I just expanded my collection to over 250 pieces. And it's amazing.
Really?
You know, the response is really amazing. Yeah.
250 pieces is a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Yeah.
that's a lot of time.
Yeah. Like you said, Lori, I really don't sleep. So.
No.
You know, between
real
estate and I have a live event company, which, of course, unfortunately, during COVID, it got completely devastated. I mean, we had 11, 12 shows booked, you know, throughout the year, and we lost all of them. You know, we're going to reschedule. That's the good thing. This is my point, what I was trying to say before, is about failure. You can look at that and say, oh, my God, I can't believe that I failed. I lost all of these deals. But you didn't lose those deals. You only lose those deals
right.
if you quit. If you don't quit,
right.
those deals will come back because even as of this week, everybody that I was in business with and we had deals with and contracts with, they're like, hey, let's do this in March, and let's do this in April. Let's do this in May of next year. So all of it will come back. You just the whole point is you can't give up. The
right.
minute you give up, it's over. You just got to keep going and keep going and keep going.
So
and
you know, when I think of being an artist, and you speak of failing, me being an artist and failing go together very well. Because I can't draw at all. So I'm saying that to say the sort of trials, the preparation, and did you go to art school? Did you train for that?
Well, I spent over 20 years in Hollywood entertainment. I was a manager. I started out as an actor. Like I was talking to you guys before the show about, you know, being friends with Johnny Depp, and I was actually up for many roles. I did very well. And after that, I became an agent and a manager, and then I wound up running a film company, and we did some spectacular films. I got very lucky. And I've seen so much in my life, and I've done so many things that I just put it all down and through the art. Everything I've seen, everything I've experienced, all my successes, all my failures, is all integrated into that art.
It's amazing. And you know how to promote yourself and how to get things out there. And, you know, Stephen and I had a conversation. You know, some people are trained and it's very mechanical and they learn and they follow, like, all the rules. But some
right.
people
mm-hmm.
have a gift. So, and, you know, it's a combination of knowing what to do, but you also have this intrinsic gift that, like, you love what you do, and it just flows like that for you. But
right.
maybe you can kind of explain, like, some of those steps, because to run three or four or five successful businesses and in such a short time, right? So we've been in COVID 6 months, and
yeah.
you manage, I mean, you have photographs or artwork commissioned already, whereas
yeah.
artists struggle
mm-hmm.
for years before
yeah.
they're noticed. So, you know, like
absolutely.
You said, you went to Hollywood, you became an actor. Okay, you know, how many people really go out to Hollywood and become successful or hang out with Johnny Depp? How many people
yeah.
get a commission
mm-hmm.
painting in 6 months? So I don't know if you can break down what you do or how to do it or give some hints to, you know,
yeah.
some of the people who are here.
I can. I definitely can. The main idea is... No, seriously, though, the main idea is one thing. You have to believe in yourself. That's the first thing. If you don't believe in yourself, it will never happen.
Right.
It will never happen. And you have to be able to take criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Like even today, I mean, like you said, I am commissioned. I'm commissioned from, I'm not going to mention who it is, but yeah, it's a very famous race car team. And,
right.
You know, before that, there are people with the same artwork that they want are telling me, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. But if you take that and say, well, I'm horrible, I should quit, then you're not going to know if you're going to get that race team later on, you know?
Right.
So
right.
You can't always just, you know, believe what that first or second or third or even 100th person says to you about your work or about your business, about what you believe in. You know, it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, it's evolving. And it's recognizing
right.
that, you know what, you're not the best thing in the world, but you can try and achieve to become the best thing in the world. And eventually
right.
someone's going to see your talent. Someone's going to notice it. So even
right.
as I'm commissioned and even as I have artwork in Las Vegas, I have artwork in going into London right now to galleries, it's all because I work 24/7 to do it. It's not just because the artwork
right.
is great, which I think it is. You know,
right, and it
it's
is.
It's not just that. It's because I work to get it out there and let people see it. It's the same thing with real estate, and it's the same thing with live events, and it's the same thing with graphic design. You know, it's you know, find out what do people want to see. It's not just I get this all the time, and I usually get this when I was an agent, and I represented a lot of well-known actors. And these always say to me, well, this is who I am. I'm not changing. Well, if this is who you are and you're not going to change, then you're not going to get that part on Law & Order and you're not going to get that part in the movie because you won't adapt. If you don't adapt,
right.
especially in this society that we're in right now with the left and the right and the craziness and people at each other's throats and COVID-19, if you don't learn how to adapt and change who you are, you're not going to become a success, in my opinion. You're not.
Right.
So I have, you know, I've learned. I don't have the natural ability, but I've learned to adapt. And I've learned how to change. And I've learned that it's okay to change certain things that you believe in, certain things that you feel, and as long as you stay kind of true to yourself in the long run.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, again, I hate to say the same thing again, but to reiterate, you can't ever stop believing in yourself. The minute you stop believing in yourself and believing that other person, that's
mm-hmm.
when you really, you incredibly fail. You can't, because even myself, I failed miserably, like I said. And I say that because I've tried so many other things that I wasn't good at, but I found things that I was good at. And that's what business
right.
and that's what life is about for me.
Very cool. Yeah, well, you definitely have succeeded on multiple levels.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm still getting there. You know, there are places that I want to go that I'm not there yet, and you know, we're going to get there.
Right.
You know, I have a very simple philosophy, and I've taught real estate classes, and I've taught, believe it or not, acting classes also, and very simple philosophy. If you knock on the door and the door doesn't open, knock the door down. Knock that door down, and it works. And it
I like
work.
That.
It might take, yeah, it's true, and it works. It's the same thing what I was saying a few minutes ago about someone had said, there was a piece that I did, and someone said, it was a very well-known gallery owner. And he goes, this is, I don't like it. This is horrible, and I would never put this in my gallery. I'm like, okay, well, that's great. Okay, no problem. You don't argue. You don't, you know, force your, you know, your beliefs on them, you move on.
Right.
That's the whole thing. You move on. And because I moved on, I got this commission with this very famous race family, because the bottom line is I believe in myself, but I believe in what I'm doing.
Right.
That's the bottom line. The minute you start believing all the negative people out there, that's the minute you really just lose it. And I don't have that. I don't do that. I never will.
Well,
right.
See, that's what I was asking you about, whether or not you went to art school. Do you have formal training and your artistic ability.
Right, right. So I was trying to answer that. And what I was trying to say is because I didn't go to art school, and I'm glad I didn't, because a lot of things that – I mean, there's nothing against art school. I think it's a fantastic thing. But my because I'm older in life, I'm over 50, so my life experiences are my art school. With everything I've seen, everything I've done, you can't teach that in a class. So I'm actually very lucky in a way.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that I had, you know, this incredible life and all these incredible experiences that I could integrate that into the art. So, yeah, that's definitely my art school.
Let me ask you something, Steve. So I was, when I said art and failure and – in myself come together because I've just never been an artist. So do you remember when you first drew, were you good at it, or did you have to, was there some transformation? Was there some tipping point that had you see that art was a possibility for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you good at it at first? And I'll say this, my brother was always better at drawing, at being an artist than I was. For whatever reason, he could draw better than me. Were you good at the beginning?
I agree with you on that, but here's a very strange dichotomy about what you just said. My brother was always better than me at drawing. So your brother might be able to draw the New York City skyline. It looks amazing. But you might be able to just draw a flower. But believe it or not, there's someone out there that'll say, this is the most amazing flower I've ever seen. That's going to like the flower better than the New York City skyline. That's what's so amazing about art, and that's what's so amazing about business.
Right.
What I'm
getting at is I'm painting a picture, right? So I'm an artist in another way. So I'm a much better artist than my brother when it comes to drawing an invisible story that paints a picture. So when it comes to physically drawing, my brother does that. So what you and I are doing now is we're being artists. And
absolutely.
You're the canvas and we're going to paint this picture. So I want to have a better understanding as to you when you first started drawing. Were you good at it?
Was I good at it? I thought I was, yeah. I thought I was good at it, you know.
All right.
But
so
I didn't ever start it because I wanted to be good at it. I started because, and I was very young. I mean, I started it because I just felt like I needed to do it. I just felt like doing it. It was something that was always very special to me.
How old were you?
7 years old.
Okay, good. That's perfect. So what was the tipping point? Like, do you remember how old you were and what made you really want to get into it?
I didn't really want to get into it. It kind of just came natural. It was never a conscious decision, and it's still not even now. You know, 43 years later, 44 years later, it still just comes natural. You know, it's like when I was smaller at age 7, like you had said, when I was younger, I would just close my eyes, you know, at night and those Friday nights where you can't wait for the Saturday morning cartoons, you know. And most of the kids would wake up at Saturday morning and, you know, they would watch the Bugs Bunnies and all these cartoons. And, you know, I didn't, you know, I was out there with pens or whatever I could find in the house. And I was just sketching things, you know.
What made you think you want to do it commercially? What made you take it to a business level? What was that tipping point?
A lot of it was because of some of the responses that I received, but I think most of it was because something that I felt inside that, you know, I want to share a lifetime of my experiences with people through imagery, you know, and show them, you know, what's in the world, what's out there, and what they can achieve. It's really that simple, you know.
So it was an expression of yourself and a way to communicate and empower other people. Was that
absolutely.
That's what you're telling me?
Absolutely, 110%.
Okay. All right. So
I'll tell you why too. And I agree with everything you're saying as well. I'll tell you why, because we had mentioned that someone at a gallery had said, "Oh, your work is, you know, it's ordinary. It's not spectacular. It's not great." But then when I received this commission, it inspired someone else enough to say, "Can you do a piece for me?" Because I lost a close family friend.
Okay.
So let's just put, I can't put too many details out because I just can't yet. But that's the whole point. The whole point is inspiration. If something that I do inspires someone else, because that's going to inspire 10 people, it's going to inspire 1,000 people, it's going to inspire 100,000 people. You know, that's the key. That's the whole key.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is part of what drives you is your desire to want to inspire other people. So now I'm going to make an assumption, as it would sound like, as an actor, that's another way for you to inspire people on the screen, on the TV, and it's a way for you to communicate with the world and inspire people not only to go after their dreams, but the role you play can convey a message to people and be inspirational. Am I on the wrong path, or did I just make that up?
No, you're 110% dead on. Absolutely correct.
That's 110%, man. Okay, so I'm going to go for number three.
Let's go. Come on, I'm ready.
Bring it on.
Let's go. Oh. Come on. Give it to me. No problem.
So you sold.
It's funny.
I
just did a magazine interview last week, and I got almost similar questions, you know, a little bit similar. So
okay.
I'm ready.
So what were the parallels with those from an artistic perspective? Are there parallels in real estate for you?
In real estate, are the parallels? Yeah, absolutely, because it's the vision of seeing the deal done. You know, it's not walking into something with selfish reasons. You know, and Laurie will tell you, I've had real estate deals, and because I do heavy commercial real estate, well, I used to, that I've done big deals, $10, $20, $30, $40 million. But the only way you're going to succeed at that is if you don't think about the money at first. You have to think. You have to see what the bottom line is going to be. You have to have that vision to see who's my buyer going to be, who am I going to give this to, and what's going to be the end result. If you know that up front, then you're done. You're done. That's it. You know you're going to sell it. You know you're going to succeed. But you can't come in any way from a selfish point of view. Which is so bad, because I see this on, I'm not going to mention any television shows because, again, I was in the industry and I know a lot of production companies, so I'm not going to name them, but there are certain real estate-based television programs that it's not like that. That's not the real world. That's not real life, you know? You have to be able to come in or into that transaction, or even if it's a house, you have to say, wow, you know, I know who I'm going to sell this to. I know what I have to do to get this sold, and it's about seeing it completed. If you see it completed first, then that's the whole deal. But if you're only thinking about your commission, if you're only thinking about, you know, the beginning steps, then you're never going to get anywhere.
So is,
you know,
that
me,
that's
when
you approached art? Did you approach art the same way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You mind if I share a story that, as an artist, you'll relate to?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I heard this story about this guy. He was an art. He sculpted. He did a lot of sculptures, and you know, in his, he had some loft apartment, and a couple of his buddies came by, and they saw this rock on a stand, and his buddies laughed and said, you know, hey man, you're usually fairly good in your work, and that rock is pretty ugly. It's, you know, it's an eyesore. Why the hell do you have that ugly rock in here? They ridiculed him. They laughed at him.
Yeah, so, I've heard this. I don't want to say I heard this story, but I have something very similar to this. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's the same story. So he covered up the rock in his you know, a couple of weeks later, his buddies are like, oh, man, smart move. You covered that ugly thing up, man. Why don't you get rid of it? So
okay.
Some more weeks go by, and they're like, where's that ugly rock? Why don't you, you finally took our advice and threw it away, where'd you buy this eagle here? And they're like, he's like, no, I didn't buy the eagle. He said, you remember that ugly rock you made fun of?
Absolutely.
That's the eagle. He said, the eagle was always there. You just couldn't see it. I just moved the pieces away so you could see what I saw.
Absolutely.
Right.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's the Michelangelo effect. You know, it's
exactly.
When Michelangelo had a piece of marble, and people said, you know, how did you take an ordinary piece of marble and make an angel out of it? And he said, the angel was always there. All I did was let the angel free. So you're right. And I agree with you 100%. I'm sorry. I agree with you 110%.
Oh, I'm three for three, man. I'm betting.
What you're saying is so inspiring. And that's what I want to do. Is I want to inspire other people to know that. It's exactly what all of us are talking about tonight. It's the same thing that I keep saying over and over again. It's if one door closes, another door will open. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it will. It's the same thing with, you know, the marble from Michelangelo in your story with the rock that he had to cover up and the eagle. Yeah, it's the same thing. But that's what's so great about life. That's what's so great about business. If you approach business and life that way, the way that you're telling me, the way that you're thinking, you are going to be a success, no doubt. It might not be tonight or tomorrow, but it will happen. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I'm sorry, 110%. There's four. We're four for four.
So let me ask you then, you're looking at, you're talking about parts of or companies and that are not doing as well in this pandemic.
Correct.
What are you seeing in this environment that you think a lot of people don't see? Like, you think it's waiting to be set free, or was always there, and you know, just the rubble needs to be moved away from it so you could see the details of the eagle. What do you think is, from where you're sitting, what do you think is covered up and most people don't see?
Well, I can relate that to a couple different things. What's covered up right now, of course, is what's going on with COVID-19, you know, and what's going on in politics, which is horrible that no one can agree on anything. But the future, it has to come back better than it was before. That's what people don't understand. You know, people think doom and gloom, it's the end of the world. It's not. Things will come back bigger and better than they were before. It has to. It has nowhere to go but up, no matter who gets elected. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican.
Well,
the
right
world
now,
will get better. The world always gets better. So does business. Business always
Right. Right now, we're looking at the ugly rock on the stand, right? And that's what people see. It's pretty ugly. And so that artist saw the eagles. And his buddies talked about how defined the eyes and the wings. It was like so, it was almost lifelike. You know, they couldn't understand how you took this ugly rock and made it such a defined and beautiful eagle, majestic.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see something like that? And it's just a matter of moving the pieces away. And it's just what most people see is this ugly pandemic and a virus. And really, there's something there just waiting to be discovered and set free.
Absolutely. There is.
Talk to me about that. What do you see?
First of all, there's so much opportunity through this. I know a lot of businesses, especially, you know, three of mine, have had a very hard time through this. But there's so many businesses that grew out of this as well. And there's so many businesses that are going to continue to grow. Whether it's the hand sanitizers or the face masks or so many different things. And it's actually happening. There are people right now that are investing in these companies that are providing products for COVID-19 and not just COVID-19. You see, there's a future here. because mm-hmm. something will happen in the future similar to this. It has to. History dictates it. History dictates this is going to happen every couple of years. So there are new companies, right. And there are self-starters, Lori, too. There are people that, you know, in COVID-19 had nothing at all. They were just, you know, they were down their luck and they had nothing. All of a sudden, they invented something. They said, hey, I have a better mask. And all of a sudden, they have government contracts and things are happening for them. But what's going to happen from COVID-19 is all the people that invented things to help people in COVID-19 and just with disease are going to go even higher in the next 5 years. That's my opinion. It's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. It's, again, it's looking at that stone again and making the eagle out of it. It's, you can either take that, this, you know, horrible pandemic we're in, and just, you know, lay down and sleep until it's over, which never really works, or you could do something about it and make something out of it. And so many business people that I know, close friends of mine that were in other businesses, very close friends of mine, that said, Steve, what am I going to do? They would call me and say, Steve, what am I going to do? And I would say, you're in plastics. Start creating some face shields. You know, you're in plastics. Start doing shields for the banks and start doing shields for the restaurants. And they did. And it worked. But the good thing about that, it's going to continue to work because that's not going to go away. No matter who gets elected, all of next year and the year after, those are going to remain. They're going to stay there.
Right.
Because, like I said, it's reciprocal. It's going to happen again. There's going to be something else. There's going to be something else that's going to come from a different country or from wherever it comes from that's going to affect the population. And those people that had enough belief in themselves to go out and try something different and change their business to adapt are going to succeed. And they are succeeding. And it's working. It is definitely working. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you, before, I'm going to go back a little bit, where you were speaking about you see the end result, you see the person who's actually going to buy the space, and then you work backwards. So
absolutely.
You're targeting
yeah.
and
I,
then
I see,
backwards.
I see the end. I see the end result, and I go backwards, absolutely, all the time. That's in everything.
And
that's not just in real estate, you know.
Right. And then every book, every, you know, regardless, Tony Robbins or Landmark or whatever you follow or every guru or
Robbins.
Every good
yes.
business person says that
Tony's
you need
a great guy.
To start
yep.
at the end and work backwards, right?
You do. And, the
so,
reason why,
and that's
I agree
really
with you.
What you do.
Right, absolutely.
So like this, right, people are could either, I mean, it's a choice. They can look
I
at
know,
it
know,
and say,
I,
oh, my
I
God,
know,
it's
I
the
know
end
exactly.
of the world.
I know exactly what you're getting at, and you're right, and I agree with you, because that's how I live my life. If you don't see yourself as a success at the end, you're not going to become a success.
Right.
Because so many people, and I'm sure both of you agree, so many people say, oh, I can't do this. Oh, this is not going to happen.
No,
oh, this is going to end in disaster. You know what? It's not. If you go into any situation,
right.
whether it's commercial real estate, residential real estate, live event production, everything I've ever done, if you go into that situation thinking, or going to bed at night, this is the best part about what I do. I go to bed at night and I sleep the whole night.
No, you don't.
Because
you don't
I think,
sleep.
No, I sleep 4 hours a night, which is enough for me. So out of those 4 hours, I say, I actually dream about it and I see the success that I'm going to become because
mm-hmm.
I believe in it. So if you go to bed thinking that you're horrible, you're bad, or you're a failure, you're going to become that, you know? You have to see the end
right.
result, you know? Think, picture yourself as a success. You know, even the biggest closings that I had, and I mentioned I've had some pretty big ones. I've been very lucky, and I've worked very hard to get there. But even those, I envisioned myself, even the first day, meeting people, I had this huge listing, you know? I would say, oh, my God. In my mind, I'm thinking, this is going to be a great closing. You know?
Right.
When I get that check, this is going to be awesome. That's my mindset.
Right.
Even my mindset, that goes for everything that I do. even, you know, I've worked with big events. I've done some nice events, let's just say that. But the reason why I was successful at the events is because I visioned myself and the person that hired me after the event was over. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I saw it as if it was already done, and they were saying, wow, you did a great job, because that helped me achieve all their goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best feeling in the world, and I'm sure you guys will agree, is someone telling you, you did a great job, right? Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And there's no better feeling. It's not about money. It's not about success or having a Ferrari or boats or cars. It's about knowing that you achieved your goals and you succeeded and you did the best job you could possibly do for that person. See,
right.
When you see yourself as a success, you will become a success. And not only you will become a success, but the people around you that follow you, the people that work for me, then you'll become a success. They will all become successes. It's not as difficult as, you know, people think it is. If you go into a situation, Lori, and you see the situation done and completed in your head, even before you start it, that's 50% of the battle. That's 50% of the game. That's what I do, and that's what I try. You know, that's what I taught people to do, and that's actually why it works.
I hear something else in there, so I'll make a baseball analogy. So when you're up at bat and that pitcher throws that ball, you've already visualized yourself hitting a home run, and there may be one pitch that comes, and you know this pitch isn't even going over the plate; it's too far away. Right?
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Then there's that pitch that comes, and you see it coming, and you know this is going over the fence. You see it because the ball has home run written all over it. And when you connect with that ball, it does exactly what you said it would do. So there sounds like mm-hmm. You can see when certain things have home run written all over them. And that's what's allowed you to go into other businesses and still be successful, because you can see the home run before you even swing at the ball.
Right, but here's the key, and here's the kicker, okay? So I'm up at the plate, I'm expecting a pitch, and I'm anticipating a home run. In baseball terms, let's say there's a guy on third, there's two outs, we're down 2-1, right? Here's the scenario. I'm pitching the home run. So I'm going up there saying, you know what, I'm going to hit a home run. And what happens? I get my pitch, I hit a single. I don't hit the home run. The run comes home, and now we're tied. So even though I anticipated the home run, because I anticipated the home run, I got a single. And that single is the same success as hitting the home run. It's the same mentality. It's the same thing. If you apply that to everything you do, even if you don't hit the home run, you got the single. You still got the home run. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. That's the whole key.
Okay.
It's really that in a nutshell. Or in an ugly rock, as you say.
Right. So now, you know, here you are with a business. And, you know, like you were in that position, right? Like, oh, my God, I can't show real estate, or I can't get in the store, or I can't, you know, the world is falling apart, and, you know, whatever. How do you, or what would be your suggestion to get that person out of that mindset? I do a Mindset Mondays in an interior design group, and, you know, we talk about this motivating thing all the time.
Yeah.
And you go, oh,
yeah,
my God, nobody
sees
the difference, right, in interior design. There are designers who are going, oh, my God, nobody's going to buy our services, and they're defeating themselves. Or there are designers that are going, oh, my God, everybody's home now looking at their houses. Let's, you know, redo everything.
Right.
Right? And then, of course, the designers who are thinking everybody's home and looking at their homes and want to redo everything are the ones who are busy.
Right.
Right. So your suggestion or trick, or what could you say to somebody who's, you know, having those thoughts?
So what is the real underlying question that you're trying to ask?
What, I wasn't clear?
No, yeah. A lot of people
are having self-defeating thoughts, right? And they're thinking that they can't run their business because it's COVID. Yeah. What would be your suggestion to help someone out of those thoughts?
Because business is going to come back 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's no business, if there's zero business now, whether it's interior design or whatever it is, if there's
mm-hmm.
zero right now, what's going to happen next year? How many times can you go up from zero?
Right.
So that's a really good question that you gave me. Awesome question. But that's the whole point.
Thank you.
The whole point is, yeah, absolutely. If you're at zero, where are you going to go from zero? There's only one way to go from zero, no matter what business you're in, is up.
Right, that's up.
Because all the people, like, let's take your analogy, okay, and let's integrate
mm-hmm.
that into what you said about interior design. So you're right. All the people at home, they're looking on the internet, looking at all these interior designs, and these people are filling themselves up with knowledge.
Right.
They're looking at what they want. They're seeing what they want. They have plenty of time to do it. Nobody's going to work. They're at home. So what's going to happen when this is over? Because everything ends. It's going to end. It's going to be over. It's not going to stay with us forever. So when it
right.
does end, being that these people are so educated right now, they're going to call
mm-hmm.
the interior designer and say, listen, this is what I want. I want this, this, and that. It just made your job 50% easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same in anything, the same in especially real estate. Because people at home, they're looking on Zillow, they're looking at Trulia, and I don't do a lot of residential, but the residential people are. But now they
right.
know what they want. They know what they want. They have an education on how much the house is worth, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
Now they know what they want. Same in interior design. So your job, it's the way you look at it, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you giving them 1,000 different designs for them to choose from, your job's
right.
done. You just don't see it. I'm not saying you personally, but people in general.
Correct.
Your job's half done. Because now, because they were home in this unfortunate situation that we've all been through, now they have a little more of an education of what they want. They don't have an education on how to execute it because it's not their job to do that. That's why they hire
right.
you, and that's why they hire me, and that's why they hire you, partner. Because
right.
this, we're professionals at what we do. But this is not necessarily a bad thing. Because now 50% of your job is done because they're like, Lori, I love this Mediterranean design I saw. Can I send it to you? Absolutely. No,
mm-hmm.
you're not the one sending it to them.
Right.
That's what's so beautiful about it. That's what people don't understand. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, try to get across mm-hmm. to some people, that it may be, again, I used the words before, doom and gloom, but it's really not for business, because business, if you could get through it, business will come back. And it's going to come back better than before because people, because they've been home, they have so much more of an education now. And that's a very good thing. That's a positive thing. They don't
right.
know how to execute it, but they're not supposed to know how to execute what they want. That's our job.
Right. That's correct.
So it's actually, in my opinion, I think it's going to help us in the long run as business people and entrepreneurs to succeed even more and help people even more, because the whole point of being a business, again, I said this before, it's not to have the Ferraris and the houses and the boats. It's to actually help people. It's to
right.
help people and know that you're going to give them the best of yourself. And, you know, you're going to do your best, get the best of yourself, and at the end of the day, you're going to go to bed and you're going to say, you know what, I did a great job today. You're not going to go to bed and say, I did a great job today, and because I'm getting a Ferrari, that's not reality. Reality
right.
is doing your best for people. When you do your best
absolutely.
For people, the long run is you're a success. That's success.
Right.
That's the true meaning of success.
Definitely.
You, You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
It's not necessarily. It's horrible, you know, what everyone's been through. But for business, it's not necessarily a bad thing, because
right.
it will come back. And to reiterate what I said before, when I was talking to your partner as well, it's going to come back tenfold, and people don't see that yet, but they will. You know, it's
right.
our jobs. It's our jobs as entrepreneurs and our jobs as business people to educate people on the fact that it's going to come back. You don't want to go to people right now and tell them how great we are. We all know how good we are at what we do. We all believe in ourselves, you know. The idea is to educate people on what the future is going to do. You know, what is next year going to bring us? Next year is going to bring us huge success. And I truly believe
right.
that, whether it's next year or the year after. It's, again, what I said before. It's like if you're at zero, there's no way to go but up.
Right. You can only go up from there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and I, you know, years ago, I represented, what's that?
That's the positive look of it.
Yeah, but
you can only go
you
up.
You have to keep looking at life in a positive way. And business
mm-hmm.
in a positive way. Change is good. Change is not necessarily bad. Change is good. It's how you adapt
right.
to the change. That's one of the keys also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, educate yourself, educate people on, you know, what's going to happen in the future and, you know, where do you think it's going to go? It can't, you know, when things are at their worst, they really can't get any worse. And if they
right.
do, you have to remember something. Things will always get better.
Right.
That's just the way it goes. But it's all up to, I think you guys will both agree on this. It's all up to about you and who you are and what you believe in. If you believe in yourself, and if you believe especially in other people, and never stop believing in other people, then honestly, you can really achieve anything. You just have to
right.
keep believing in other people. It's not always about you. And I used to get this when I used to teach real estate school. I taught real estate for 2 years. You know, a lot of the agents, they don't understand. It's not about you. It's about you have a duty to represent your seller or your buyer and get them the best that you could possibly do.
Right.
When you understand that formula, I apply that formula to everything. My artwork, all my businesses, I apply that formula. I'm never thinking about me. I'm thinking about the other person. Same thing as what we said before. I'm seeing the deal done. Why am I seeing the deal done? I'm seeing the deal done for what reason?
Right.
For the consumer, for the buyer. I'm not seeing it for me, because my job is to take care of the buyer and the consumer. You know, once you realize it's not about you, that goes so long and so far.
Right.
And it truly does. When you think about other people before yourself, it does work. It really does work.
Right.
It sounds like you've always been that way, even as a child, drawing.
Yeah, absolutely. Even when I was a child drawing, yeah, I never thought about, I honestly never thought about myself, you know. I just did it. You know, it was just there, and it just came to me, and I just did it. I felt like it was something I had to do. And
right.
And it's still that
yeah, way. Right. I think creativity is like that, and it's a right, left brain thing, because creativity, I feel like, is not something that's planned or thought out. You know, it's more of just a feeling, and it's a guide of something you just, like, you just pick up a pen or crayons and you just go. You know, it's more of an
Absolutely.
Emotional thing, that it's an outlet. Whereas, you know, like Ted, you're very business, and yes, it's, you know, it's a different type of creativity, and yes, it's art, for sure it's art, right? Not everybody
right.
can do it.
Life,
I think it comes
all,
from a
all
different
of life.
Place.
Yeah, all of life.
Right,
art.
I think,
it's
right,
the same,
it's something
the same
that's planned.
Like your partner
it's something...
said, it's why did he create the eagle out of the ugly rock? Why did he do that? Because he had to.
Right.
It's like he had to... free the eagle out of the rock. It's the same Michelangelo thing. Why'd you create the angel? Because I had to free the angel out of a piece of marble. It's the same thing. So, again, I agree with you. I'm going to give you 110%. I agree. Yeah.
No, boy. You're batting, Lori.
So it was that bat.
So yeah. So
you're batting. You had 110%.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. But
yeah,
it,
no,
you
I
know,
agree
like,
on everything you guys are. Everything you guys are saying, I agree immensely.
So it's
well,
it's like.
What if you won?
It's like, why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side, right? So why did you create, right? Simpler than what people
yeah.
think.
What
it is,
definitely.
It's
absolutely
it's just something that's natural, that's not really thought out, whereas, you know, when you're doing business, it's a very thought out process. For most people, you know, some people like me, it's just like, oh, I have to do that. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, but you know,
so,
that's
yeah.
actually a good thing. That's not a bad thing, because what you just did, what did you just do by saying that? You got it. You made the initiative to
right.
do it. So you got it.
Exactly.
Regardless
just
of what's going to happen later on, you got it. You're there. I'm going to do it.
Right, exactly.
You know, half the game is realizing that you're going to do it. You know.
Right.
That's the positive thing about business and about life. If you could look at life and business that way, then you're going to do it. You know what? I'll figure it out. Absolutely. There's
yep.
nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Lori, are you familiar with Carol Dweck and her work?
No.
She created the growth, like growing, growth and fixed mindset. And she even did it with elementary school students, and she saw how some people had really fixed minds and they were less creative. They could be smart, except if you took them outside of what they were good at and they failed, they were not really comfortable with that. People who had growth minds handled failure different. And she was really talking about how you could develop a child. And even if you look in, if you have employees, it's the same thing. So you can reward people for their effort, and they'll keep trying instead of saying, well, I failed, and it's done, and it's over with. So I'm kind of getting that from Steve also. Like, there's more of a growth mindset instead of being fixed, whether it's art, whether it's acting, an agent, real estate. There's opportunity to grow in different directions and not be stuck with it.
Okay.
Exactly right. Exactly right. The analogy that you just said, yeah, exactly right. You know, if you take someone out of their comfort zone, if you have that mindset, even if you're out of your comfort zone, you're still going to be a success. It is true. It really is true. If you take people out of certain people out of a situation where, like, hey, I'm the best at what I do. I'm great at this one thing. I sell lamps. I'm a great lamp seller. But you know what? If you're a great lamp seller, you're going to be a great seller at anything. It's not just about the lamps because you like lamps. It's because you like what you do. You have that vision to move on to the next level. And, you know, for me, the whole thing for me is, in anything I've ever done, you know, I constantly ask myself the same question, and I will continue to do so, is what is the other person thinking? What do they want? You know, what is it's not about you. It's about the other person. The more you get to know someone you're in business with and learn what they want, the more you're going to succeed. It's really that simple, you know?
So what would you say is your top one or two transferable skills that you think, it doesn't matter whether it was acting, drawing, agent, real estate, doesn't matter, nightclubs, there's something that you had that was consistent and that it could be applied in any industry. It was just transferable. What would you say that is?
The end result.
Okay,
the
perfect.
End, you know, picturing the end result in my head.
Perfect.
That's, you know, for me, that's the only way I could, you know, get, you know, be successful in business. If you don't, if you don't picture yourself as a success, no matter what you do, then the chances are you're not going to become one. So for me, I mean, someone could call me tomorrow and say, you know, Steve, I read your bio, you're really good. I own a vacuum cleaner company. So totally random, right? I want you to sell vacuum cleaners tomorrow. I'll spend all night tonight, even if I don't take the job. But I'll know everything about vacuums by tomorrow morning.
Right, right.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, you know, the more you learn, you get into it, the more you're going to succeed. And that's another point I want to bring up. I don't know how much time we have left, but people fail to realize something very, very important in business and in life. And it's one simple thing, information. Information is the key to everything, and it's free. It's free. We're so lucky because when I was younger, we didn't have the internet. So now we have the internet. Now we have information. Information is the key to all success, too. It's not just believing in yourself. It's information. The more information you have, the more you're going to succeed. And information is free. You don't have to pay for it. It's there. It's a matter of, will you do it? Will you go out and get that information and learn about your next endeavor for what you're getting into? If you realize that information is free, you got it. It's out there. Do it. You can even do something simple and Google it. Again, to buy vacuum cleaners scenario. I want you to sell vacuum cleaners. Okay, well, how am I going to learn about vacuum cleaners? Let's see. I can't do vacuum cleaners. I'll never do it. Why not? Go on the internet. Research vacuum cleaners. Google your top 10 vacuum cleaners. Educate yourself, and you're done. It really is that simple, the way I look at things, you know? Okay?
So if people wanted to get a hold of you, Steve, how would they do that?
Oh, they can go to my website, which is stephencalipay.net, or they can just call me. My phone's always open. Call me anytime. And people do call me anytime still.
2 a.m., 3 a.m., no problem.
Oh, no idea, yeah. 2:30 in the morning. I got a problem with a deal. Okay, let's go. The whole point is, again, to reiterate what I'm trying to say, it's not about you, and it's not. If you go into something where you think everything's about you, you're not going to succeed. If you think about the other person and what they're feeling and what they want, you're going to succeed. And it's also, again, like, worry. It's about, that 2:30 in the morning phone call. What are you going to do?
Right.
Are you going to pick up the phone? Or are you going to say, no, you know what, I'm tired, screw him? No.
Right.
The way you succeed is picking up the phone. Even if you don't have the right answer, you were still there. And because you were there, that's more than 50%. That's 75%. Because that person tomorrow is going to say, wow, he didn't have the answer, but you know what? He answered the phone, and no one else did. That's really important. That is really special. When you learn that, you know, you're not the person that's the most important thing in the world, and everybody else is, then yeah, that's special. That's how you succeed. And it works. It's worked for me. And I hope it continues to work for me, which I think it will. So far, so good. We're doing pretty good.
No, we're all actually almost out of time. This has been great. You have a wealth of knowledge. I love the versatility and the ability to transfer that one key thing, no matter what you do. Very valuable.
Absolutely.
Very
you want me
awesome.
To give you another 110%? Yeah, you're right on. Yeah, you're right on.
That puts
Absolutely.
The ball over the wall, not over the stadium. I'm in the parking lot now with that ball.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. Thanks a lot. But remember, again, I loved your baseball analogy. That was perfect. It was a perfect analogy of life and business. Because you're right. You're 100% right. You go up there, and one more time, it's so important to me. You go up there and you say, you know what? I'm gonna hit a home run, because when you tell yourself you're going to hit a home run, you're saying, I'm going to be the best I could possibly be. So what's the worst-case scenario? You hit a single? But when you hit the single, again, it's the same as a home run. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as football. The same thing in basketball. It's the same thing. It relates to so many different things.
Very cool.
Like in football, too. You know, I'm going to take this ball, I'm going to run to the end zone. It's 4th and 1. But I'm going to take this ball and run to the end zone. So what happens? He gets the ball. He he runs it.
Run it into the end zone. Absolutely.
But if he doesn't, but here's the key, though. If he doesn't run it to the end zone, he gets the first down. So the first down is almost just as good as that touchdown because you know what? You have another chance. You have another chance to succeed.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And I know you know that.
Right. You're still in play.
Absolutely. But if you have to go into the, you know, you have to have the mindset that you're going to score a touchdown. You know, you're going to hit the home run. If you have that mentality, yeah, that's how you succeed. If
very
you walk
cool.
to the plate and you say, you know what, I'm going to strike out. You know what, chances are you're going to strike out. You know?
Absolutely. So you want to close this out, Lori?
Sure. Steve, thank you so much. StephenCalvey.net.
Oh,
and on my Facebook page, in stories, inbox me if you can't find it. It's a pleasure. We'll see you all next week, Thursday, with another amazing guest. And success in your business. And thank you again, Stephen. This was phenomenal.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. And everyone, thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.
And thank you guys both for the insight as well.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.